My name's Lynn Dwyer. I'm the head of commercial at the Virtual Engineering Centre. We're a leading centre in advanced modelling and simulation, and we're part of the School of Engineering at the University of Liverpool.
I'm sitting in this Bentley. Can you tell me what I'm doing?
Well, around about sort of 6 years ago, Bentley came along to us and actually said they thought they needed to get into this VR stuff. And effectively, that was the brief. They were looking at ways to reduce the time it takes them to develop a new car from concept through to launch, and they were looking at innovative ways of doing that and felt that VR was at a level of maturity where they could start to use that as a tool.
I'm actually sitting in an office chair. I'm wearing a headset that's got about sort of 8 trackers on connected to points around the room. And when I look ahead, it's a left-hand drive. There's a little steering wheel. I can see the Bentley logo, and I think I'm in Oxford Circus. So the idea of this is to work out how ergonomically suitable this setup inside this car is for a driver.
Absolutely, and that was where Bentley came. They wanted to understand the interior, explore designs well before that they'd committed to a design and had expensive tooling cut for it. So what they were doing is looking at the visibility of the dials. The glove that you're wearing there actually helps them to determine the reachability of things like indicators, access to the radio, and all the controls in the car so that it wouldn't distract the driver.
So let's have a go with this glove. I'm wearing a glove on my right hand. It's got a little pointer on it. So I want to hit the... Oh, there's my hand.
And where you're seeing your virtual hand and the red dot, that's actually saying, giving you the indication that that visual cue that you're actually touching that bit of the dashboard.
This is clearly not too much effort to go and, you know, to hit that there.
They'd look at things like the rear view mirror. Can they see out of the back of the back window sufficiently?
I can.
Is the visibility good? You're looking here at the A-pillar. What's the visibility at like out of the windscreen? Does it obscure the traffic? So, you know, if there was somebody perhaps on a motorbike, would that obscure the view? So really getting a comprehensive view of what the car would actually look like in the physical world.
It's not just Bentley that you're working with.
There's a lot of companies, from rail companies to local companies such as Unilever, a car company called BAC. We work within the nuclear sector. We pretty much work across a wide range of sectors, from automotive through to healthcare, so including Alderhay Children's Hospital, where we've developed a virtual heart using CT and MRI scan data, which is helping surgeons do preoperative planning.
This just makes perfect sense, doesn't it? For any designer, you can imagine and see what your product will look like and how your product will work without actually having to spend all the money on making it and then realizing you've made a mistake. There's surely going to come a point when there would be no one who wouldn't use this.
There will always be a requirement for some physical prototypes, but companies are cutting out the number of those physical prototypes, saving time, cost on developing those physical prototypes, and, you know, reducing material wastage as well. You can explore the product that you're developing in the virtual world. You can make changes. You can look at perhaps unusual designs that you wouldn't try out in the physical world first. So it gives you a much wider design exploration platform.
Lynn Dwyer, Commercial Director at the Virtual Engineering Centre, thank you.